fact of the day, 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 day. Today's fact of the day, and this week it's pirate themed.
Okay.
So if you know any cool facts about pirates, share them with me.
No, don't do
make my job.
Work. No, don't
make
do
my job easier for me.
Put in some effort.
Put in some effort. Yeah,
yeah, listener.
No.
It's about time they did put in some effort into the
Vaughn,
show.
You do the work.
I will. I'll collate all the facts that the listeners send me.
Okay. Don't do Vaughn's job.
That will be my work. No, but it's a very interesting right? Pirates.
Okay.
And I thought, why are they called pirates? What's the origin of the term
because
pirates?
Because they're irate. They're putting their irate
pirates.
Into pirate.
No.
They're irate that their pies are cold.
No.
Pirates.
No.
Well, they used to have to pay extra rates for pies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Their pie shops had high rates.
Yeah. In Greek, the word came from pirates.
Which means
who attacks.
Is that also the Spanish word? Because I've done Duolingo Spanish.
Well, then you should know. Why are you asking Vaughn who hasn't done Duolingo Spanish?
Yeah. Okay. No, I would say the Spanish
proof
is more
this
likely.
Has been worth your time.
The Spanish is more likely drawn from the Latin pirata, which meant sea robber. So in Greek, pirates came from one who attacks, and also people that would take and make an attempt. Mm. So pirates would make an attempt to board. They were someone who was attempting to steal something from you. And you know, in Old English, there was one word that covered pirates and Vikings.
Oh, yeah. I suppose similar sort of.
They kind of had the.
I'm going to take your stuff. And
yeah. The native Old English, wensing, which was the word for both pirates and Vikings.
Wensing.
Okay. So it comes to us from Greek, the word.
Right.
Because, you know, Socrates. So it would have been said pirates.
Yeah, it would have been.
Because of the
pirates. It makes them seem less sort of dangerous.
Pirates.
Yeah. Oh, no. Here come the wee pirates.
They're going to make an attempt. They're going to try their darn best to get aboard our ship and steal our goods.
Mm.
So,
and did they all have the flag? I feel like you should do the pirate flag.
Tomorrow's
be a fact. Is
I've
it?
Got a fact for tomorrow about the flag.
Oh, yeah.
And the different pirate flags.
Okay. There are different ones?
Mm.
Are there?
Oh. Mm-hmm.
No, there's the black one with the white skull and crossbones.
That's the flag of Edward of England.
It's a pirate's flag.
Yeah. We'll delve more into that tomorrow.
Oh, good. Long tease from you.
Flags tomorrow. But today's fact of the day is the word pirate comes from an old Greek word, pirates, meaning one who attacks.
One of the scariest things you can hear as a parent is quiet. But if you do get a little quiet time, have a listen to The Parenting Hangover. It's not scary at all.
If I bump into a couple and they have a boy and they have a girl, and I'm like, oh, boy, girl, snip. You've got a boy, you've got a girl, get the snip. You're done. You get to figure out what it's like raising a girl, you get to figure out what it's like raising a boy. Save yourself a shit ton of stress and money. You've got your perfect little family.
The Parenting Hangover with Clint and Jordan. New episodes every Thursday on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.